Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Las Cruces Yuk's board members, Cheryl Falstead and Bob Hull, to talk to us about the Las Cruces Yuk's. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's something special coming up with the Las Cruces Yuk's?
Well, Emily, we have coming up on March 9th, at 2 p.m., a concert that's a fundraiser for Mesilla Valley Hospice. We're calling it the Stilled Strings Concert, and it's in honor of three of our members who have passed away and all had care from hospice in their final days.
And who are the members?
Well, one was my father, Roger McCandless, and then T.J. Diaz, and then most recently, Bev Hale. And as I said, they were all members of our group who in fact, all died of cancer and were able to take advantage of hospice care. And our board was thinking at one of our meetings how we wanted to both honor them and then at the same time support the organization that provided such wonderful care for them in their final days. And so it's a musical celebration of their lives and hopefully a way for us to be able to hand over some money to support another nonprofit.
And so the Las Cruces Yuk's is a nonprofit?
We are indeed. We are a 501c3. And our group that meets together weekly and practices together performs around the community and hosts the annual Las Cruces Yuk Fest.
And then another aspect about this particular show is that, and you may be aware of this, at the La Posada facility that hospice has, there's musical volunteers. A lot of volunteers at that organization that do a variety of things, but I'm one of the musical volunteers, and I work with various other musicians and go and play usually on a weekly basis. And so what we're going to feature at this show, besides the Las Cruces Yuk's, is a couple of the ensembles that do those performances, those volunteer music shows at the hospice. So that's something we wanted to sort of connect with.
And who will they be?
Well, so I'm in two different groups. One is called Long Story Short, and that includes Christine Sanders and George Avalosset. And then I also work with another Yuk Club member, that's Kelly Hoskins, and that's a duo we call Uke Lua, which is a kind of a conjunction of ukulele and the Hawaiian word for two, which is Elua, and I just glued them together. It's kind of a funny story behind all that, but that's one group. And then we have another person, Ted Powers, who's a volunteer who's like a volunteer driver at hospice. So he takes people to appointments and does those kinds of things. He's also a fine singer. He's in some of the choral groups in town.
And Las Cruces Yuk's.
And he's recently joined the Yuk's as a player and singer. And I said, Ted, this is perfect. You've got to do a song. So he's going to be in that show also.
Wait, and there's our Las Cruces Yuk's Teen Club who will be coming, and they are just starting to get out into the community and perform, and this will be another opportunity for them. So we'll have the Las Cruces Yuk's, our full group, our full performance group, plus these two groups that perform at hospice on a regular basis, plus our Teen Club. It'll be a great concert.
Well, the ukulele is something unique, more to the Hawaiian-type music. How did you get started here in Las Cruces with that?
Well, I mentioned my father earlier, Roger McCandless, and he played many instruments, and the ukulele was one of them. And I was doing some publicity for the New Horizons Band and the New Horizons Symphony, which encourages people in their older years to come back to playing music. And I was inspired to play, but I didn't know what, and I didn't think I'd ever make it in a band or an orchestra. So I asked my dad for a recommendation, and he decided the ukulele was the way to go. And it turned out Dad and Kelly Hoskins, who'll be playing with Bob, and I would get together once a week and practice together. And we decided to offer lessons and form a group, and that's a good 6 years ago.
Let's get a little sound of the ukulele.
Sure. So the uke is a pretty small, almost guitar-like instrument, but it's not really a guitar. It has a different pathway to how it was developed, but it uses the same sort of nylon or plasticky strings that are used on classical guitar.
How difficult is it to learn to play it?
Well, if you do play guitar, it's pretty simple to pick up a uke and make some chords right away because the relationship of the strings is the same. So it's like the top four strings are the skinniest strings on a guitar. So if you grab, for guitar players out there, if you grab a D chord or an F chord or something like that, it'll be the same shapes on the uke. It'll be different chord names or different pitches because it's a smaller instrument, so the strings are tuned up higher, like the fifth fret of a guitar, an A minor 7 chord. That's the open strings of the uke. But I'd say it's accessible for a couple of reasons. They're small and inexpensive. It only has the 4 strings, which is a good match for our hands, which are, you know, 4 fingers on each. All plastic strings, they're easy on the fingertips. I don't know if you ever tried to play guitar when you were younger, but those strings hurt. You know, you rehearse or practice for 15, 20 minutes, and it's ouch. That's not the same with the uke, so I'd say it's pretty easy to get started with.
And it's something that children learn to play it, and it's something that people of all ages have been attracted to. It's having this huge resurgence of popularity that's continuing and continuing because there are ukulele festivals all over the world. There are clubs all over the place. So it's an instrument that lends itself to playing in groups or by yourself if you are not a joiner. And people just, you can't help but be happy when you play the ukulele.
You mentioned that children can play it. So do you go to the different schools to recruit children to play?
No, we don't. We had a kids club, which is currently on hiatus. We have a teen club at Arrowhead Park Early College High School. Some schools offer ukulele as their music component. Dave Onkatel, one of our members, teaches ukulele at the elementary school where he teaches as an after-school program, Fair Acres Elementary. And it's an instrument that is taught by private instructors around Las Cruces. So kids who want to learn to play can find out about that. And in fact, in the March-April issue of Neighbors Magazine, if you go find my article about music opportunities for kids, it tells about some people who teach ukulele.
Well, that's something special then, that you'll be able to support the Mesilla Valley Hospice with the Las Cruces Ukes, and again, the performance Stilled Strings Memorial Concert, Saturday, March 9th at 2 p.m. at Morningstar United Methodist Church, 2941 Morningstar Drive. Donations are gratefully accepted. And following in May is something special
Something very special, our Las Cruces Uke Fest, and that's a ukulele festival. And it's not the kind of music festival where you go hang out in the park and there's music being performed all over. This is the kind of festival where people go to take workshops to improve their skills. But we do kick it off Friday evening, May 17th, with a concert at the Atkinson Recital Hall. All of our professional instructor performers will perform a concert that evening. And last year, we had 300 people there at the Atkinson. And I'm betting this year we can have even more people there as the word spreads about what a great concert this is, because these are people who travel the world playing the ukulele.
And you get a lot of people coming in from out of state, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We had people, I'm trying to remember how many different states we counted up, maybe 15 different states last year. And from Canada. So people come from all over to attend these festivals. And so it's a great bonus for the people in Las Cruces that we offer one here that you can attend. So it's May 17th, Friday night, is the concert at the Atkinson. You can get tickets for that separately. And kids 12 and under this year are free because we want the kids to get to hear this great music. And then Saturday and Sunday morning, there will be ukulele workshops at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. And it's not where you can drop in and take one workshop. You need to sign up for the whole festival and come and enjoy the whole thing with jam sessions, open mic, workshops, vendors, all kinds of fun things.
And where can you sign up?
LasCrucesUkeFest.com, all one word.
Are you also on Facebook?
Oh, we are. We have a Facebook page both for our Las Cruces Ukes Club and for our Las Cruces Uke Fest. So our two websites are LasCrucesUkes.com and LasCrucesUkeFest.com, and uke is U-K-E. It's a great opportunity for people who maybe even haven't learned to play yet, because we'll have beginner workshops. And then for people who are more advanced players, we will have high-level workshops. Our instructors, for those people who might recognize some names, we're going to have Abe Lagrimas Jr. He's going to teach some more advanced classes. Kevin Carroll, he's going to teach fun things like playing Hawaiian songs on ukulele and Celtic music. Bob and I are both looking forward to that. Victoria Vox is going to teach some workshops, and one of hers, for fun, we signed up for her mouth trumpet class, which is teaching you to use your mouth to make it sound like a trumpet. So you don't need an instrument at all.
And have you learned to do that?
No, because we haven't had the workshop yet. And then we're going to have Kevin and Nicole Keim, a married couple, who are going to teach a wide range of workshops as well. So if they go to our website and they go to the workshops tab, they can see the instructor bios, they can see the list of classes, and soon they'll see the schedule so they know which classes they can pick out to take.
And Bob?
Well, I wanted to mention, you know, about this whole workshop and the sort of resurgence of ukuleles, that it's really a legitimate instrument. You can play any style of music you want on it. People might think it's only for Hawaiian songs. Oh, we certainly do that, and we honor that tradition, but you can play anything you want. You know, you can play jazzy chords. And you can do the Celtic music, like Kevin Carroll's going to do a workshop on. Let's see. And you can do, of course, pop tunes, Beatle tunes.
How about our border music?
Yes.
Yeah, we do a little bit of that. We've picked up some of the, you know, most familiar sort of Tejano and music from this area and done our versions of those things, yeah.
But we've had instructors in the past that focused on kind of Latin rhythms. And so there's really nothing you can't play on the ukulele. If you go on to YouTube and look for ukulele music, you can find just about any genre of music. And so we encourage people who've never played or played and kind of put their ukulele away to come to our practices, which are Thursday evenings at Good Samaritan at 5:15 for our Strum for Fun group. And that's when absolute beginners can come and we'll have a mentor work with you, even put a loaner ukulele in your hands. In fact, we'll have loaner ukuleles at UkeFest as well for people who haven't bought one yet. And Hubbard's Music is our vendor at UkeFest, and he'll have lots of ukuleles there for people who decide they want to buy one. But our Thursday evening practices are at no charge and mostly teens to adults. It's really not for kids. And we can help people get started. And then if people already play well and they want to start performing around the community with us, our performance group practices Thursdays from 6:30 until 8 p.m., like getting ready for the Stilled Strings concert. And we'll also open the festival concert with a couple of songs. So that'll be something we'll start preparing for next.
Yeah, one of the things that's been interesting about being a member of the Uke Club, and I've played guitar for decades, and so picking up the uke wasn't too foreign for me, but a lot of adults come in having played nothing before, no instrument, not piano, not anything. And they think, well, let me give this a try. And they find it so easy to get started. And the way our group is organized, you can just sort of come right in, sit down, and sure, maybe you don't know every chord that's being played. So you just wait it out, come back and play the chords you do know, sing along, and just have fun with it. Because there's no auditions, there's no pressure, there's just come and go as you please, and mostly try to have fun.
Thank you so much for joining me, Bob Hull, on the ukulele, the uke, and Cheryl Falstead, one of the founders, board members of the Las Cruces Ukes. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.